180 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience, local 304, and as always, especially my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Let's get right into our Friday morning's podcast. This morning, we're going to just discuss some things that I'm observing at work, and it don't make a whole lot of sense to me. So, again, this is one of those podcasts where I'd like to hear back from folks from Columbus, Ohio, and tell me, am I close to the mark or am I way off the mark? It seems or it appears that hostility is on a sharp increase or incline when it comes to Columbus Postal Service. Part of that reason for the hostility, and members, please do not get upset with me, but ask me why I feel the way I feel before you want to feel some type of way towards the future local president. I feel that hostilities are going up because we have a lot of mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, who do not know what their actual job description is. And I'm going to explain that. So just bear with me for 1 second. Now, when I say don't really know what their actual job description is, let me differentiate between, or allow me to let you differentiate between doing a job and doing your job. Because you know we all have specific jobs. Now, when I say doing your job is understanding your bid, your responsibilities within your area of responsibility. Grabbing a copy of your job description, looking at your bid, talking to your supervisor, and getting a brief or a quality understanding on exactly what is expected from you, and maybe even write it down. Yes, I realize that this is brand new, and it sounds as though I'm talking to new employees in orientation, but no, I'm talking to the veteran mail handlers right now, the seasoned mail handlers. Again, help me prove a point. Go to your supervisor and ask your supervisor, what exactly is my job? What do you expect of me every day? First of all, you're going to get a giggle, a smile, and then ultimately, I expect you to do what you do. And that response is a direct relation to they don't know what you do. And again, they don't have to know how to do what you do, but they should know what it is you are supposed to do. Because when your supervisor can't answer what it is they expect from us as mail handlers, then let me tell you, if they can't tell you and be definitive on what they expect from you, can somebody please tell me how can they tell their MDO and their plant manager what they need to run a unit? Do you understand what I'm saying? And we find supervision more times than not can't answer those questions. And again, and I'm speaking very adamantly on the fact of I, for one, it's better if you can do the job. But remember, a supervisor is not a group leader. I say it's better if you can do the job, but it's paramount that you know the job. And again, don't mean to give you a semantical podcast today, but please differentiate between what it is I'm trying to say to you. If you can't do what I do, but you know what it is I'm supposed to do, at least you can sit down and put together some type of work plan, work schedule, forecast how many hours you're going to need based on projected volume coming in. See, you can do that. But if you don't even really have a clue on what I do, tell me, how can you forecast anything? All you know is that your MDO told you, I expect a throughput of 5,000. Never mind how you're going to get that. And all you know is I need a throughput of 5,000, or I'm not going to get retrained. I'm going to get embarrassed. So pardon that little tangent I just went off on, but there's a reason for this one. And I just want you to know, we work with supervisors that are not trained, who have managers or MDOs who are not in a position to train them. And then we have a acting plant manager who right now, I don't know, turning the post office cafeteria into Cafe I'm So Comfortable seems to be one of his most pressing issues. So in other words, we've got stuff stacked on top of stuff, stacked on top of stuff, and none of that means anything good with relation to stuff when it comes to the mail handler in Columbus, Ohio. And you might ask yourself, what is Kenny talking about? Well, I went on that tangent just to bring it back, because this podcast started with me explaining to you how tensions and animosity is on the rise in our work area. We are caught in a game played by postal management. As mail handlers, and I don't know any other way to say this, we have to stop allowing management's short-staffed work areas to create hostility amongst employees. I'm going to say that again. We have to be aware. We have to have our adult mind on when we go to work and understand, if management won't staff the area properly, we need to stop getting mad at mail handlers because they won't give up extra discretionary effort to cover up for management short-sighted staffing. Is that making sense to anyone? Because see, right now, this is what I see. I see, now I'm talking directly toward two apps right now. And that's where I work. So, you know, even though I talk about Columbus, the apps, sorry, they get to be the subject of a lot of my podcasts because I work there. And again, I try to only address issues that I'm certain I can speak intelligently on. Now, let's go back to the apps. We run that apps every day with 8-9 people. And what's starting to happen is the tension between mail handlers is starting to rise. Why? Because when we should have 15 people, we've got 9 people, and some of the personnel of that 9 is expecting people to do enormous type productivity in order to make up for the 6 that are missing. And I'm saying to those mail handlers, stop that. That is not correct. That's not a proper way to look at anything. We have to learn to refocus our dislike, and all your dislike should be focused towards management for not staffing your work area properly. Come on, mail handlers. We have to ease up on each other and understand that what we are upset about right now, I'm willing to bet you, has got to do with a staffing error. And then mail handlers now, for some reason, have got this. They've got this sense of who's lazy and who's not lazy. How dare you? None of us are management. That's a conversation that we as mail handlers should make a conscious effort to stop having. So as a mail handler, for you to stand tall and look another mail handler in the face and say they're lazy, we ought to grow past that. Because that's not your responsibility. We do not set work standards, work performances. Because you work at a pace of 1,000 miles an hour, how dare you expect anyone else to keep up with you? You're being unfair to yourself and unfair to your fellow employee. What you're actually doing is you are acting like a manager, which we are not. That is not another mail handler's duty or responsibility to include the group leader to maintain any levels or set designated productivity. It's not our responsibility. That responsibility is a managerial responsibility. And let me say this to you, if this don't add salt to the wound, management hasn't even set productivity indicators on people. So mail handlers, again, you know, miss me with all of that, he's lazy, I'm a good worker, because it sounds funny, and don't lose your sense of humor. But I ask you, who's really efficient? The person who works at 5 miles per hour and gets the exact same wage that you get for working at 100 miles per hour, when you sit down and actually factor that whole thing out, I ask again, who's really working efficient. But no, little humor, little levity there. But again, let's get off of that nonsense trying to decide who's a lazy worker, who's a good worker. None of that is our responsibility. If everybody comes to work or if no one comes to work, none of that is our responsibility. And the reason I say that is because if the agency would treat people decent and fair, who wouldn't come to work? Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, Friday morning, with a Friday morning podcast to mail handlers, particularly in Columbus, Ohio. But I find that if it's an issue in Columbus, it's pretty much an issue in 304 in other parts of the postal nation. Hey, understand this. Let's kind of relax with each other and understand if we have issues through the right procedures, let's address them with management. Save your fellow employee the heartache and headache of there being conflict because management short-staffed your work area and now one mail handler may be mad because another mail handler won't work faster to overcome the shortage. Let's let that go. That's not what we're here for. You have a job to do, and your job should be done whether 20 people come to work or one person comes to work. Give them the best you have, folks, and that's all they ask, and that's all you are required to do. Have a great day.